currently at the Washington Radio Center at 837. Our temperature is 43 degrees at WAMW. And what an honor. A special guest joining us on this Thursday morning. A voice everyone around the area familiar with, I'm sure. Would you like to just simply say something this morning?
I could say something, Dwayne. It doesn't sound like me. I've got this little between the seas and allergy stuff going on. So
welcome back to Indiana.
Thank you. So it doesn't sound like me, but it is me. Zane Rudnick, how long has it been? Holy smokes. Dwayne, I can't believe you're still here.
You mean alive, or you mean just working in Washington? Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, back, and I heard you talking about me earlier, Dwayne. Back in the day, are you kidding me? You make me sound old.
I said back in the day.
He said back in the day.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Now, I did.
Of course, he's got 22 years under his belt now working in radio, so.
Well, he was just a baby when he started, though.
Right. He had that big mullet hanging down the back of his head.
And back in the day, as you say, you were across the street as a competitor.
Yes, and we used to have turkey races quite a bit. I remember that.
We did do that.
You bought me some nice dinners, as my turkey always ended up winning.
What were you feeding your turkey? I've always wanted to know what
you're talking about. The media race at the turkey trot.
Yes. Zane had to buy me dinner every year.
You know, bringing back those memories kind of makes it clear that Dwayne should be racing our turkey again.
No, I retired. I retired my racing shoes many years ago.
But how many guys have come out of retirement? They thought they were done, and the fans want more,
He's
Dwayne.
He's the Brett Favre of turkey racing.
How about we bring back the old Pet Patrol, Zane? What do you say?
The Pet Patrol never grows old.
The Pet Patrol. You remember
Swap
that?
Swap Shop.
You'll have to educate
Swap
our
Shop.
Listeners.
You guys doing Swap Shop?
Oh, yeah, on Saturdays. Swap Shop is 9:35 to 10 on Saturday for your buy-sell trade items. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's still here. It's still alive and well. The Pet Patrol's not, but it had the old sirens going, and you'd bring out the Pet Patrol, and someone lost their pet, you'd advertise it for them, or someone found a pet.
Exactly. So some things do never change.
That's one thing. I don't know why that stood out for me, but I always remember the Pet Patrol. I guess it was just during that time when I was getting ready for school. You usually did it about 7:20. It's funny how you time what you do every morning on the stuff that happens on the radio, like different programs.
Right.
But like around 7:20 is when the Pet Patrol was on, and that's when I knew I had to start picking it up a little bit. Because
we had that many lost dogs in town every day, or what?
We did.
Well, you have to make some of them up.
Now the truth comes out. I was thinking, how many people do lose their dogs? Because he always had a whole list, but apparently half of them were made up. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe he was out, like, taking them or something. I don't know.
Hey, you got to keep the sponsors happy. So that's...
Very true. And then, of course, there's the stories of the great Doc Cable, who had the iwis for sale. I don't know how many times. That story will never get old.
That story will never die.
Now, make sure our listeners understand what you're talking about.
Well, he would advertise these, I don't know, for on the Swap Shop or something, these ewes, but he was reading it, and he would say, iwis. You know, and people that were new doc were listening, I mean, they knew exactly what he was talking about. But these were iwis. They weren't ewes. They were iwis.
That's funny.
He had the iwis, yeah. It was on the Swap Shop, too, like you said.
Yeah.
I hear that story still all the time. That story will never die.
Well, and so when I came to, I said Grand Junction, that's where I am. When I came to Washington, it was 92, and I had been here for about 6 months, and that's when Doc passed away. And I'd just been here 6 months. Doing the news is what I'd come here to do.
And so you guys were on the air the morning. It was Doc Cable in one room and you in the other.
That's right. And I had walked into the main control room at 8 o'clock to do the 8 o'clock news, and that's when I found Doc lying on the floor unconscious. And what a shock.
Absolutely.
You know, call 911. They come in, try to work on him. Meanwhile, I'm just in all kinds of disarray, trying to do the news, trying to carry on with the morning show. And this was maybe the first time that Bill Green was on the radio, on the air.
I remember that. I do.
And before I go there... He probably was on the air before this, because what people may not realize about the music that we played back then was on these little cassette tapes. Okay, cassette tapes. There was one song on each side of these cassettes.
And he bought a whole bunch of old cassette tapes, ones that were already empty to put these songs on.
Hundreds. And so the announcer on the air would have to cue up these tapes so the song would start at the beginning. Well, to help the announcer be able to cue it up, Bill would do a little countdown. He'd go 3, 2, 1. And then when you get to one, you pause it, and the song's ready to go. But invariably, what would happen, the announcer would forget to cue it up, or thought he had it queued up, and that 3, 2, 1 would go out over the air. And so
finally, and he did this with every tape.
I
mean, he had hundreds of songs on cassette because he was trying to, he had them on album, see? So he was recording them from the turntable to the cassette, and then he would keep the album.
Yeah, and big reel-to-reels. Well, then he decided, okay, that's not a good thing. So then he changed from the 3, 2, 1, he'd say WAMW. And so then if it went on the air, it wouldn't sound so weird to the listener. Okay? And of course, it wasn't WAMW. It was WAMW.
WAMW.
So that story. But on the morning that Doc passed away, that was the morning that Bill got on the air and had written up just an explanation of what had happened, a little tribute to Doc, and he got on the air and read this. And of course, after 40 years on the air, WAMW listeners were just in shock that morning that Doc's voice had been silenced.
Yeah, that was. I remember you did the tribute show, basically open phone line the next day, and I remember that show because I mean the pouring in of phone calls, people just crying, sharing all kinds of stories to Doc. That had to be a hard show to do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you think about how long the Doc had done this. And people like you, Dwayne, who were listening each morning, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, and timing their morning based upon what Doc was doing. And then all of a sudden, it's not like that. And so while I came on, I started doing the morning show that day and carried on for a number of years. It was never the same because I had a different way, a different style, and people really had to make a big adjustment.
You jumped into some big shoes there, didn't you?
Huge shoes.
Kind of like I did when you left, huh?
Well, mine weren't quite that big. Mine were only size 8. yeah, you know, and you move on. And, you know, I spent 10 years here in Washington, Indiana.
Up in the penthouse suite we're talking about now.
Yes, up the stairs. And the thing about Bill, what he'd come in every morning about 10 o'clock. You know, 9 o'clock was steamer time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
With all the guys. And so I'd hear the bell would ring when he opened the door downstairs. 10 o'clock, that's Bill. Coffee's done. He walks up the stairs. That's mail time. Okay? And he's brought up the pile of mail for the day, sits down in his chair there in front of the desk, goes through the day's mail, and about 45 minutes later, he's gone. He's on his way. And you don't see him for the rest of the day.
Well, you know, there's so many stories you could share about Bill Green. We're remembering Bill Green, of course, the founder of WAMW-FM. Put it on the air. What year was that again?
89.
89?
I believe. 87 to 89.
I believe it was 89.
He started working on it, of course, before then, and he already had 1580 on the air because he'd bought that from the Vincennes University Foundation. But then he and Dennis Daly were able to find the frequency that was needed to put an extra station on the air here. But at the funeral home last night, not only the tribute that was typed up for Doc Cable, it's in a scrapbook. He saved the actual copy that was typed up on a typewriter.
Wow.
And so we found that script last night. I mean, he saved every clipping when they were building the tower west of town.
Oh, yeah.
To pictures of the studio and even a proud picture of him standing in the bathroom of the penthouse suite, you know.
Wow.
So it took a lot of pictures.
You know, there may be some listeners listening right now and wondering, why would you build a radio station if you had no intentions of ever being on it? And the story I understand is he promised his wife that because she was worried he would have to work all the time and be filling in all the time. Is that true that he promised her when he built the station?
I don't know.
I never heard that.
That he would not be on the air or something along those lines.
But I knew that he did not want Washington to lose its radio station. You know, and I think he had a fear that that would happen. And so that was one of the reasons as well why he pursued this and made sure that Washington, Indiana was going to have its own radio station.
Well, it should be said, his expertise was actually TVs.
Yeah, he sold TVs downtown for years. What was the brand? He sold Magnavox, I think it was?
TV salesman and repairman.
Yeah, appliances and so forth.
Yeah, we were just talking. I mean, how many homes has Bill Green been in here in Washington?
Fixing,
you know,
TVs.
Fixing TV sales.
Right. Right. You don't even have anybody doing that anymore. Like
no, you just throw them away anymore, unfortunately.
But yeah, that's what he started with. So, I mean, not a broadcasting program at all. He just saw a community need and did not want to lose. And I think a lot of that goes back to his love of Hatchet basketball. He wanted to make sure Hatchet basketball always had a home on the air and got the promotion that the players and the team deserved.
Yeah, I mean, that no matter what, there was going to be Hatchet basketball. And, of course, we were doing WC basketball back then as well. Sports was a big part of being the local station, you know, doing the obituaries, you know, complete
Well, he made it clear from the start. Yeah. He was one of the first broadcasters to do both boys and girls every game of the regular season on a radio station. That was kind of unusual when that process started.
A great man, no doubt about it. And the community lost one of the greats with the passing of Bill Green.
His funeral's today at noon. Zane's in town, of course, because he, along with myself, Andy Morrison, Dwayne, of course, and we brought Gary Barnard in to be, and Mark Brochin, too. Gary's an honorary WAMW employee because every time that either Doc Cable or you or me or Dwayne needed food, you'd open the window on the penthouse suite and yell at Gary Barnard at the White Steamer to bring over some breakfast.
But my time, I was at second generation, though. I was Dustin at that time.
Oh, there you go.
I was hollering over to Dustin.
It was in the family.
Hollered out the window there. And Gary always said he knew when Doc needed breakfast or a cup of coffee, he could kind of tell as he listened to him that morning. And he was on top of it. So he always took good care of Doc.
Rough night the night before for Doc, huh? I can kind of tell that with you some days, too, Dwayne.
Well, Dwayne, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Zane.
So you must be about 20-something now, right?
22.
Yeah.
22. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
He's not a gambling man either. By the way, hey, any Bill Green story to pass along that you want to share today? Any favorite memory?
Well, we've kind of talked about it. You know, and the thing about Bill is when I came to Washington back in 92, he hired me without ever having met me. I knew there was an opening for the news director job here. We wanted to come back to Indiana because my wife was from here. And so I called Bill up and told him I was interested. I sent him an air check and my resume, and he hired me over the phone to be the news director. $6.38 an hour.
Woohoo!
Which at that time probably wasn't bad.
It was more than I was making out in South Dakota.
Actually more than I'm making that.
The story's continuing here, I tell you. How about that? $6.30 some an hour, huh?
Yeah, you know, and so we come out here and do the news and the passing of Doc, and next thing you know, I'm the morning show guy.
Yeah,
and so I actually planned to come here and stay for maybe a year, and then maybe move up. You know, because I was young. I was young back then. Okay, back in the day, as Dwayne says, and you know, I wanted to move up.
He
to
really
the
took that one to heart. Didn't
he did indeed. Zane, give people an update where you're at these days and what you're doing.
Okay, Dave, I'm in Grand Junction, Colorado, and I went from 107.9 to 107.9.
How about that?
How ironic is
you
that?
You never mess up the frequency, do you?
I don't. Grand Junction is on the western slope of Colorado, almost to Utah, and I'm with Cool 107.9. I'm doing mornings there now. It's a classic hit station, very much like Memories. A lot of Beatles, Beach Boys, Billy Joel, Three Dog Night, that sort of thing. And for 6 years, I've been doing Colorado Mesa University sports for ESPN Radio 1230. So keeping busy.
Wow.
Okay. How about that?
That's great.
So. Well, we're glad that you're back in town, and sorry for the reason, but it's a great honor to Bill Green for you to return, and just good to see you again, Zane.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Dwayne, good to see you guys.
Absolutely, always. You come back and visit us anytime, hopefully next time on better circumstances.
We'll do it.
It's a little different than the penthouse suite where we're at now, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. This place is just fabulous. You know, Dave's done a tremendous job with this radio station and something that this community can be proud of.
You sure you don't want to go back to the Randolph Bell days downtown?
You know, the one thing that hasn't changed that Bill set the precedent for, though, is Hatchet Sports. You'll always count on them here and local news and information. We will hopefully continue to carry that tradition.
Keep absolutely, you know, and I'm following the Hatchets from afar online.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
You know, that's the great thing about streaming. You can always be listening. I mean, it drives Dwayne crazy. When I go on vacation, he thinks, you know,
he never gets away.
Maybe I can play some more Whitesnake, but no, I can be listening anywhere around the globe, and I've got you tuned in, and I always know what he's doing.
He never gets away, Zane. Never.
All right, Zane, thanks for stopping by. And the funeral, Bill Green, the former owner of this radio station, noon today at the Gill Funeral Home. So the morning show today, a little special because of Bill's memory, and our best and thoughts and prayers to the Green family today.
We were thinking that you were talking about the music that Bill liked to listen to. Of course, back in the day, Zane, is it safe to say there was not such a thing as a format? Or
there was no format. You are correct.
So
you never know what you were going to hear on WAMW.
It was like AOR all over the road.
It was all over the road.
So how about some Frank Sinatra That's what we decided
here's a Bill Green song.